When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's number one again this week.
Wow.
Ordinary Alex Warren. Good times. That one's been up. I think it's sixth week at number one. And congratulations to him.
Get on TikTok, everybody.
Yeah. Is that where he's getting all his... Are people using that song on TikTok?
Yeah, I was told he is in was in some, what's it called?
He was in a content house called Hype House.
Hype
He's
House.
A TikToker. Mm.
Yeah.
Yep. People love it.
TikTok.
People can't get enough of the TikTok, Vin.
And a little talent goes a long way.
He's a TikTok talent.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pick Your Day tickets for Outside Lands. How about it? Here we go. Let's take the word groove, G-R-O-O-V-E. And text it to our contest line, 20357. Do that, and you'll be entered to win a pair of one-day Pick Your Day tickets to Outside Land, starring Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday, and so many more. So many stages, so much to do. Text GROOVE to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running for Outside Land's tickets. August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. This hour's code word is GROOVE. What will next hour's code word be? And all day long. The
I can find out.
Continue.
You want me to look? I'll look and give you the next hour's word as well.
I'm waiting for it. I'm going to see if you actually can find it.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Mm. Well, I guess you'll have to wait like everybody else for the 805.
Well, I was hoping
word.
For you to lose your you know what, but clearly you knew I wasn't going to find it.
Well,
so
I thought
look
I
at
did,
you being
I did
the smart
have to
guy.
Think about it. I was like, is there any possible way somebody gave Vinny the code words? I think not, my friend.
No.
All right. We're going to start with the Emmys. The 2025 Emmy nominees were announced yesterday. This is happening, I think it's the 14th of September. I don't know if I have the date here, but it's right around the corner. So this is it. It's yet. What's happening?
Nothing.
Are you stroking your mustache?
I'm listening to you.
With your two fingers stroking outward on your mustache? That was very, I just looked up and like,
what is your problem?
Do you think Christina ever looks at you, your wife, and is like, maybe I'll shave him tonight while he's sleeping?
No, but she doesn't like it.
Oh.
I know that. She has heard, I have voiced my opinion, which is I would never, ever in 100 million years, Christina, if you walked into a room, go, oh, great, the mustache is back. Well, even if she could grow a mustache, I would not say that to her.
So you're saying Christina is free to grow a mustache if she'd like
to. I'm saying I would never cut her the minute she walks into a room, if not ever. I've
Here's the
never
thing.
Just
it's
gone.
It's completely removable, and you're not married to the mustache, Vin. It's almost like you're doing it to irritate her.
No. No.
Go on. Oh, I'm sorry, is my stroking my mustache a little bit too distracting
can you please,
for you?
Just you were doing a story.
The Emmys are September 14th.
Thank you.
We're back on track.
Are we? All right, then stop. Don't. Oh, my God. I think he's playing to the camera. He talks a big game. I heard that the cameras are in here, but he's constantly doing
things. I am not, no.
That are like camera ready. Oh, I don't want to do TikTok. Oh, we're doing
We're
one
doing
today.
Radio.
Okay.
I was just sitting here listening to you. I was actually very...
And he was doing it like slow and sultry.
Now,
like he was a 70s porn star and he's all like, let me just move these hairs to a good place for me to... Mustache rides, 5 cents. Line up, ladies. It's good times.
I didn't say any of that.
Mentally,
none of that happened. No,
that
no.
Were.
I just want to hear about the Emmys, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm just waiting for him to pick his fingers back up.
I'm not going to.
The 2025 Emmy nominees were announced yesterday. They are airing September 14th, and this is the beginning of award season. They begin now. And honestly, award season is very long because I think the Oscars are now late February. Or March.
Okay. Yeah, this isn't award season.
It is the start of beginning. It.
Emmys are first, I think.
Yeah, the Emmys. And then as, you know, though, I think the movie ones are all after the new year because the cutoff is around Christmas time.
This would be the end of award season.
This is?
Wouldn't it? I mean,
so award season never stops, you're telling me.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about a season. If most of that stuff happens at the beginning of the year, doesn't it?
I think that these are for this year's. This must be for the first year, the first season of this year.
I see what you're saying, Vinny, but we're starting now the 2025 season. So
okay, the Oscars are in March, though.
Yeah, but those will be based on the 2025 stuff. I think that is it. This is like the start of the 2025 releases, the things that have been popular. But I think the movie stuff does all happen.
Yeah, because then the Oscars is like the end of the movie run. There's the Golden Globes.
Yes. Right, so this is the beginning.
SAG Awards.
You're agreeing with us.
Yeah.
Begins in July. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're playing around with words
it
now.
It begins in September.
So I don't
September
mean to.
September is when the show airs, so they do the nominations.
Year round, it sounds like, is what
it's
we're
true,
dealing with
It's true, because I was
now.
Just thinking, I think they do the Country Music Awards over the summer, too. I don't think those were that long ago.
Hollywood, it's the city that never sleeps, right?
Mm. I don't know. I thought that was New York. Come on. So, the snubs. Squid Game got hosed. After it won 6 awards its first season, including Best Drama Actor Best Drama and Actor, I guess. They got 0 nominations for season 2. And everyone on the show is like, that's outrageous. We'll kill you. That's what they do on that show. Season 3 will be eligible for next year's Emmy. Season 3 is out now, right?
Yeah, I think they came out pretty back to back.
You know, I don't care about it anymore. I don't know why. Did you watch the 3rd season?
I didn't even watch the 2nd season.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I'll tell you, I realize there are a lot of people with a lot of time and they can just consume a lot of content.
That's me.
Good for you. The truth is, that show in particular, it ended. I understand some guy, you know, was showed a bunch of money and was told, we want another season, figure it out.
Yeah.
But watching it, that season was start, middle,
right,
end, done.
But there were things that were left over. There was the whole, there was like the brother situation. There were all these weird things. So I actually did kind of like the 2nd season, but I have just not, it doesn't even occur to me when I'm thinking of like, oh, what can we watch? I'm like, I don't think I'm going to watch that.
I think a lot more people... Again, there's plenty of people who have all the time in the world to watch all the content, and they'll do it on their phone. Like, they'll do it anywhere they are, wherever, whenever. So it's fine. And if that's the case, I truly had no desire to even add season 2 of Squid Game to my list.
I completely agree. I was like, it was such a cool experiment to watch.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch it.
I'm thinking about watching Squid Game, the competition.
Which one?
I think they're the 2nd season's about to come up, and then the 3rd season just got renewed. So this is like a Survivor style, 456 people for $4.56 million.
Isn't that just like so sick?
They're not really killing anyone, Bob.
Obviously, I know that, but it's still like the whole.
Right, like that we're having a fantasy fun time based on a thing where 455 people get murdered.
Well, exactly.
America, F yeah.
Mr. Beast did Mr. Beast Games, that was Squid Games style as well. You know him from YouTube?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But no one died.
Not that I heard. Mm. Didn't cross my desk.
Yeah. Well, soon we'll get to the thing where it's legal to kill people or only prisoners will compete.
Or
you know.
Can opt in. You know, they're volunteering.
Sure.
They get a chance of millions of dollars. So
listen, I'm desperate. I'll do it. I don't even want to survive it if I don't win the $4.56 million. Anyway, Squid Game, shut out. After winning lots of awards for its first season, and it was a good show. That one season was amazing. I thought they did a great job with it. They got 0 for nominations.
I'm not
for
outraged.
2.
I feel like they ruined what was a very unique, cool thing.
Handmaid's Tale only got 1 nod, and that was for Cherry Jones's guest starring role. I didn't watch the season of Handmaid's Tale,
which says everything.
It does actually, because I'm. kind of interested in what happens with it ends. The last season ended with June and Serena on a train with Serena's baby, like trying to get the hell out of Canada or whatever the hell they were trying to do. They're trying to get away. And it was good, but it was so like June was just so crazy. I'm like, this is just all about how, you know, in her head she is and how messed up everything is. And it only got one nod for and I was like, Cherry Jones, who's that? And she's like a character actress. I feel like I've seen her face in a million. You want to take a look at her? I feel like I've seen her face before, but I didn't watch the season, so I didn't necessarily see her.
Oh, yes. I know. You know who that looks like to me?
Who? And I'm going to say Patricia Arquette.
I didn't even work for her. That looks like the lady that used to be the PD here.
Oh, Chris Mays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She does kind of look like that. But she's like, I feel like she looks familiar. She was in Signs. She was in a season of 24, it looks like.
She looks like when she shows up on the screen, I'm scared. That's the feeling I'm associating with her face. So I think she's been
bad
like
guy vibes.
Yeah, bad guy vibes. Thank
is she
you.
Like an Aunt Lydia in this? I don't know what role she plays in this. Maybe I'll go. It's like there is so much TV right now. It's almost too much to the point where I'm like, I can't choose. I don't want to. I'll read my book.
Y'all are whack. Season 3 of Squid Games was the best season, says 650. Well, yeah, I didn't watch season 2.
I actually liked season 2. I'm thinking about it right now. I'm like,
Susan loved
probably,
it.
510 says, maybe Squid Game was snubbed because it wasn't good.
That's, yes, Moorhead. That is possible.
Newark Odyssey.
So Handmaid's Tale only gets one nod for a guest starring role. Yellowjackets got nada this year. It's his third season. It got 10 nominations for each of its first two seasons. Are you watching Yellowjackets?
I am. I haven't finished this most recent season. So I think, and I don't have a specific reason why, but you know, when Susan's like, good. Oh, how about we watch Yellowjackets? I'm like, I don't know.
That says it all.
But
right
I
there.
Loved that first two, the first season and the second season.
Oh, and yet you fell right off.
Yeah, but I'm not afraid. I'm a quitter.
I find that I'm more of a, there's, I swear to God, it's about how much there is to consume. Like, why do I need to force myself to finish anything? A book? I'm like, I'm not enjoying this book. I'll just get another book. There's only so much time in your life. And so much to consume, so much media.
You know what I'm watching that was nominated? My mom recommended it, The Diplomat on Netflix.
Oh, that got some noms.
Is that
there.
The one I watched?
Yes, it's the one with Kerry Russell.
I freaking love that show, and I can't wait for the next season. That was good. Did you
no
like
spoilers.
It?
No spoilers. I'm in the middle of season 2.
Oh.
How great are they?
It's so good.
They're the weirdest couple, but you really are sort of... And he's just,
yeah.
It's yeah. You got to watch it. It's really, that is a fun show. You
know, I've heard about that from a few people.
You know what
you
I
in particular?
Yeah. You know what I love about it is some shows like that, especially political shows where the stakes are so high, they're so serious the whole time. And this one really plays at like, even when you're in those really serious dark moments in your life, normal stuff still happens. Like, you know, you still knock over a coffee or.
Right. And I pick the kids up.
I like that exactly. She's always wearing it on the front of her shirt.
Yeah, I love the normalcy.
And I, you know what? One of the interesting layers in this show, The Diplomat, we're talking about with Kerry Russell, and I don't know the husband's name. He loves her.
Yeah.
I believe that. But they are a couple that they just can't seem, and even though he loves her, and even though it seems like she loves him, they're I don't think they're long for this world as a couple, but you can't tell. There's moments where it's clear he loves her, but he's going to do the thing that he feels he must, and it's going to piss her off.
Mm.
And he knows it, but he's going to do it anyway.
Because he has to?
Well, he's the smartest guy in the room. Oh. He's got that problem going. Mm. Right?
I think it's a priority thing, too. I think if you're going to take on something so huge like this, it would be really hard to have a successful partnership or be a parent, which they aren't. But
we're talking about The Diplomat.
It's good.
Rufus Sewell, by the way.
Where is
his name?
Let me see if he's nominated. The Diplomat was nominated. That's a Netflix show, and it's in the best drama series. Let me look at the best actor. You say, what's his name?
Robert Sewell.
I'm not seeing him in here. Could he be a supporting actor?
Yeah, he would. Or he Rufus would Sewell, sorry. Yeah, he would be a supporting actor.
Yeah, he's not. I don't see him on here. They say one of the big snubs, everybody expected Patrick Schwarzenegger to be given a supporting actor nod.
For White Lotus.
For White Lotus, yeah. He was not recognized for going full frontal. And I have to say, there were a lot of people nominated from that show. Like, the White Lotus did very well, and people thought he should have been included, but they did include a lot of the actors and actresses from The White Lotus. So sorry about it, Pat.
If I'm him, I'm not even mad. You know, like, yeah, being on that show is a win in itself.
Yes, absolutely. I think that goes, that's miles for somebody's career. She was nominated. Walton Goggins was nominated. Well, I'll get to all that. Martin Scorsese and Ron Howard each received their first ever Emmy nominations for acting for their guest starring roles on Seth Rogen's show, The Studio. Mm. So I did not wind up watching that whole season. A lot of people really
love it.
I just feel like it was so, I don't know.
It's a farce.
It is.
Is that what you don't like about it? Like, it's,
no.
He's too ridiculous. You were cringing.
I did have some angst as I watched it, but I felt like everything was so frantic the whole time. But so Martin Scorsese plays himself. And Ron Howard, I assume, plays himself.
Yep.
So they both were nominated. At 83, Harrison Ford got his first Emmy nod ever for Apple TV's Shrinking.
Mm. He's so good on Shrinking.
He is great on, that's actually some of his best work. He's actually pretty likable and still manages to pull off kind of a grumpy old man thing.
Yeah.
That is a good show.
I heard Jason Segel say that in an interview, that Harrison Ford's doing his best work on this show.
Well, at his age too, at 83, like, I'm sure he's just like.
And he's got Parkinson's, I think, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Okay. Don't quote me on that.
Find out. See if he does. So that's for Apple TV's Shrinking. Kathy Bates became the oldest nominee for Best Drama Actress. She stars on Matlock.
I made that up.
77.
I don't think that you made it up on purpose or whatever. I mean, we have a lot of input coming and going, but I
feel like we would have heard about
in
it.
In your 80s?
Oh, his character has Parkinson's.
Oh, all right.
That's right. His character does have Parkinson's.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Harrison. Oh. Love you.
You're really good at acting like you have Parkinson's.
He is. I literally forgot.
And as if Drake hasn't been having a hard enough time, Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show got 4 nominations, including Outstanding Live Variety Special. Severance leads all shows. It got 27 Emmy nominations, followed by The Penguin with 24. Did you watch that?
I haven't watched it yet, but I would.
The Studio and The White Lotus each have 23 total, and The Last of Us rounds out the top 5 with 16. And that would be based on this particular season, right? This year's edition of The Last of Us?
Yes.
Which I heard a spoiler right as that show was starting up, and I went, I don't even want to watch it anymore.
Ah.
I'm watching it for that person.
Yeah, I won't be watching.
Yeah.
I'm glad I skipped the. I wanted to wait because taking on such a dark show like that, I wanted to make sure it was going to be worth it. And it doesn't sound like it's going to be.
But, yeah.
So I'm sorry to the fans.
I know. Because that guy.
This is why I love miniseries, because you can make one beautiful piece of work.
Like The Queen's Gambit.
Oh.
Like,
perfect. Every now and then you hear an actor say something like, we told that story. It's finished. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming back for season 2 because that story was told. And then you'll also hear an actor say, and I assume it's because they really feel this way, that I feel like we left a lot on the table with that story. Like, we could do more. So it's interesting because.
And sometimes first they say, no, that story's been told. And then all of a sudden their bank account gets really fat. And they're like, well, I just, you know, I feel like there was some loose ends.
Who among us can say no to a pile of money?
Not that many of us.
Right.
Not that many. It even seems like people who already have a lot of money are also like, yeah, you know what? A bigger pile? Sure. Let's do it.
Well, it's not that hard. I'm kind of good at it.
Right. And people did love it. I'm being showered with love. Let me do a couple of the nominations here. There were a few things that I cared about here at the bottom. For Best Scripted Variety Series, there are only a couple nominations. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver and Saturday Night Live. Both good shows. Best Talk Series, it was The Daily Show, which has been, I swear to God, I live for Tuesdays, like yesterday, when I can click and see if there's a new Daily Show because Jon Stewart does Mondays.
Yeah, I just watch it in clips, but...
It's just so great. They're so smart. The Jimmy Kimmel Show got a nom for this, Best Talk Series, and Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I'm surprised that Seth Meyers didn't get nominated because the Closer Look stuff he does is so excellent.
And apparently he was campaigning hard. He was out in the streets.
And well, that sounds like something Seth Meyers would do. You know, why
sorry,
not?
Seth.
That's his bit.
He's just, you know, he's the guy who's like, I'm going for it. And then makes a funny face that you're like, oh, you're so cute. He is so cute. I love Seth Meyers so much. When he goes off on a tangent, I'm like, oh, I love you.
He's not alive in my life at all.
You should bring him to life. I love him. Actually, you know what? That's going to be my new celebrity crush. It's not, though. I don't actually find him that sexy, but I'm going to go with it. Funny is sexy. Best reality competition program, The Amazing Race, RuPaul's Drag Race, Survivor, Top Chef, and The Traitors.
Traitors 3 gets a nom, says 707. It was due to my horrible acting. LOL, Traitor Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. Oh, now she's Traitor Danielle.
She's not Big Brother Danielle. Yeah. She's Traitor Danielle.
Well, she'll always be Big Brother Danielle to me. I've been thinking about her so much because I'm watching Big Brother now, and I was like, oh, I wonder if Danielle saw that. Oh, I wonder. Are you caught up on Big Brother?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. I don't want to blow the thing that happens in the second. I was just like almost angry about it. Like, man, Big Brother, it needs a makeover.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, with some vacation time coming up, I'm going to sit down and watch some TV. But if you're telling me it's not good.
No, it's good.
If you say it's not good, a good season.
It's early.
It is early.
I'm off.
It is good. It's good. But I feel like they let things happen on that show that I'm like, that's something you could have used and to your advantage the whole season. Like, they reveal it that it happened and then they flush the person out. It's just, I don't know. You'll have to watch it and see.
I think I know what you're saying. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm guessing, I think based off of what I've seen, I know what you're talking about, and I agree.
Yeah. Thank you for agreeing with me. Without knowing any of the information.
You're so smart. Wicked smart.
I am wicked smart. Okay, for best host for a reality or reality competition program, RuPaul for RuPaul's Drag Race, Mark Cuban, Lori Greener, Kevin O'Leary, Barbara Corcoran, Robert Herjavec, or something, Damon John, and Daniel Lubetzky all got noms for Shark Tank. Alan Cumming for The Traitors.
I was just going to say, these categories are a little stale. Like, these are the same shows that have been on, other than The Traitors, which I think is just going to keep getting better.
I know.
Which is
Alan
so
Cumming
exciting.
Alan Cumming is great on it, too.
Oh, he's
like,
the best.
Can you imagine having to do his costumes for that show? Like,
dream job, I bet.
It is. And he's like, I'll wear anything, darling. It's amazing. Oh, and Jeff Probst, of course, did get a nod for that. Because he is the best reality TV show host of all time. There are a whole bunch of categories. I put the whole thing up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Yes,
I
Bob.
Just have to say, my show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, was nominated in the unstructured category.
And I also
shout
saw
out to
that
the girls.
You, adolescence, you said,
yes.
Mark my words, adolescence is...
I didn't say it that threatening.
What did you say?
I said, you can quote me.
Oh, you can quote me.
That it will
win. So that's nominated, what, under like shows for kids
drama.
Or something?
Oh, no. Right. No.
I was kidding you. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Puppies.
Oh.
And the Average American after these.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Dance the night. Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety, and Bob's Movie Club. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Time After Time.
Ooh, am I wrestling with that one?
Yeah, wait to hear everyone's thoughts on that. I think Bob's not even watching it until today.
I have to finish it today because I couldn't get through it last night.
Mm. I did it all in one fell
swoop.
How'd
you do that?
Sheer force of will.
Ah.
Mm. Get yourself caught up on that one, Time After Time from 1979. The best part is it's set in 1979 San Francisco. Like, there is, like, San Francisco's a bit
There's
of a character in it.
Absolutely a cool reason to watch is that San Francisco's all over that thing.
It's the one cool reason to watch. But really, watch it time after time and be ready to let us know what you think of Time After Time on Bob's Movie
Club. Does Mary seem a little horny to you?
Mary's very horny, like the horniest of the horny. We're talking about a movie from 1979, free love, women's empowerment. Mary Steenburgen wants it and goes for it.
So she does seem horny. I haven't finished it, so she continues.
Oh, the horniness continues.
I didn't
continues.
Just get like a weird vibe. It's true. It continues. Okay.
It continues.
All right. What's up, everyone? This Al's Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. The San Francisco Zoo's Sunset Fridays is an event for the whole family. Live music, outdoor bars, kid-friendly activities, ambassador animals, and more.
Oh, ambassador animals.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Visit Fridays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. For tickets, visit sfzoo.org. That's sfzoo.org. Thank you for the assist.
You are
weather today.
Welcome.
Morning clouds, but the sun will break through. Mm. Another nice day.
Yeah. Sun never broke through at my house yesterday.
It stayed. There was heavy, heavy cloud overcast at the beach, too.
Yeah.
So.
Which is fine. I'd rather have that than, you know, 95 degrees.
And let's not talk about how mild this season's been because we don't want to.
Nope.
Today is Artificial Intelligence Appreciation Day because my computer says so.
Oh, well, let me send Cha-Cha a quick note. I appreciate you.
The average American.
Yes.
Has 252 good days per year.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
You
like to hear that.
You know what's crazy about that? That's like basically saying that every Monday and Tuesday suck and then all the rest of the days are great.
Well, that's about right.
Yeah.
That means 69% of your days, average American, I'm talking to you, are good.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, they did the math too, which is the equivalent of 5 days per week or 21 days per month. That's not bad considering a lot of us might look back on a month and only guess there were a handful of good days. But in general, we have quite a few good days.
Is it because a good day is kind of a normal day? And then maybe when something bad happens or you're really in a mood and you get into it with someone, like those are kind of the things that stick.
I can't speak for everybody else, but I went through some things in my late 20s. And coming out of that, I have found myself to be enjoying life and very much more careful about taking in the good days and understanding some days aren't great.
Right.
And there are those days where I feel like, you know what I want to do? Go home and hide in my room and just not. I feel like I haven't done a good job with any of my interactions. I'm either misunderstood or not getting to my points or whatever.
Right.
And I just want to turn the day off. And I have those.
Yeah, everybody does.
But most of them aren't like that. Most of them, I find quite a few good things in them, whether it's just taking in the sunshine or
seeing a beautiful sunrise on your way into work.
And I have really embraced being a parent. I'm sure you're like, yeah, no kidding. I'm not trying to be, that's just how I'm living.
Right.
And I'm taking it in. I really do find myself
It's good.
Digging
it's
it.
Important to like really be in the moment with that kind of stuff.
And I'm seeing as my older kid is hitting that, I'm a teenager now, even though she's not. I see like the young one, I'm like, oh, you're my last hope. And then you're going to hit that stage. And then I'm
your toast.
I'm just going to be on the sidelines until you guys decide to invite me back in.
Right.
Anyway, let's see here. The report broke down the results by state and some states had up to 50 more good days per year than others. Everyone makes fun of Florida because they're asking for it, but people in Florida reported most good days of any other state.
Yeah. My parents have good days. Because you know what? I think there's a lot of like retired people who are really just enjoying life in paradise.
That's the point.
Mm.
And I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Most Americans know by 8:30 in the morning whether it's going to be a good day or not.
Oh.
The top contributors to a good day include, and I agree with this, a positive outlook.
Yes.
Laughing at the little things in life. Quality time with family. Getting some exercise. Eating some healthy food. I always feel better when I eat healthy. Always.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't mention a good night's sleep the night before.
Oh, well, there's that too. Because I didn't say it, but
that is crucial.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
Fast facts.
Puppies. You know, cute little squirmy puppies.
Everybody loves a puppy.
Their wonderful smell.
Mm. They do have a very distinct smell.
Oh, they do. And the sharp little teeth. Puppies. Are drawn to squeaky toys because they trigger the dog's natural hunting instincts.
Oh.
The sound mimics the distress calls of prey animals.
Oh. Let's just bite this and torture it until it dies.
Oh.
I wish I never heard that.
I kind of feel the same way. That's why I had to share it with you guys. Now we're in this together.
Mm. They just want to kill things. That's great.
The American flag Neil Armstrong planted on the moon in 1969 was knocked over by the engine blast as soon as they lifted up to leave.
Oh, that's too bad.
Five more U.S. flags have been planted on the moon since then. And NASA believes all of them are still standing.
Oh. They're not visible then from Earth.
The only problem is the flags are now completely white from getting bleached by the sun. So we got to get back up there and make some more trash.
I guess we have to.
I mean, not that our flag's trash, but it ends up being a surrender flag.
We're just surrendering to radiation. I'm not sure what we're surrendering to. White Anybody flag. Who wants to come up here and fight us, we surrender. Do they land on the face of the moon?
What?
Like, could you, if you had the most high-powered, don't look at me like that. If we had the most high-powered telescope of all time, like, could you see the flags on the moon if it was a full moon? Or is it, like, over on the dark side of the moon, which is much sexier?
Wi-Fi isn't short for wireless fidelity.
Isn't?
No. It's actually not short for anything. The people who created it just like the name because it rhymed with hi-fi.
Mm.
Wi-Fi.
So it's wireless. It just means wireless. Your Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Mm. Wi-Fi is great, though. I like the sound of it.
But it's pointless, doesn't it?
Wireless fidelity, which actually doesn't sound all that great, does it, when you really think about it? It's like wireless, would it be crackly? And
as of 2009,
yes,
the average person consumed the equivalent of more than 34 gigabytes of data and information every day. That's roughly 1,000 words heard and read every day. And it's probably even more than that.
Mm. They're saying that that's like our brain capacity. We can take that in.
I often am reading the damn internet. Like that's part of our prep for this show. I'm always just, let's see what the news says. And looking a little behind the, you know, the top headline, especially if it's political. And then I try to see what else do we got.
Right.
A thief.
Oh.
I got a couple thief stories here for you, so.
Thievery. Let's hear all about it.
Well, they're not both. Anyway. A woman in Texas was away on a trip when her neighbors sent her photos of a woman allegedly stealing from her home.
Oh.
We're assuming the woman called police, but she also posted the pictures of the thief to a community Facebook page and said, "Anyone know who this trash is robbing my house when I'm out of town? All that stuff is mine, even the bike."
Oh.
The thief saw the post and did not like being called trash.
Oh.
She responded saying, "People need to mind their own business. This woman called me trash in her Facebook just because I broke in her house and stole some stuff. She don't even know me. But thinks it's okay to call me trash?"
Well, trash is a pretty harsh thing to call someone.
The thief's name is Misty. And she's
trash
wanted
and Misty
for theft of property valued between $2,500 and $30,000.
Oh.
The police are still trying to track her down. But someone claiming to be Misty's mom said on Facebook, "She's just getting stuff back that's hers. She's not stealing," even though Misty admitted, "It's not okay to call, but just because I broke into her house and stole some trash, she don't even know me."
Wow. You know, just when you think you've heard it all.
Misty did again say I broke in and stole stuff. Mm-hmm. So the police will continue to hunt, and I will let you know when we find her.
Yeah, she's not going to be hard to find, is my guess. That's she doesn't seem like a brainiac.
A 46-year-old man in Utah named Jesse Lawrence Hale was recently treated at a hospital in Logan, Utah for an undisclosed ailment, but he left his phone behind.
Oh.
Accident. We all
sure. Who hasn't forgotten to bring their phone somewhere?
Oh, fudge.
I left it in the garage.
Oh, darn.
Oh, I don't have it. How am I going to get through my day without my phone?
That was bad news for Jesse because as soon as the hospital workers found it, they called the cops.
Oh, why is that?
It turned out his phone was loaded with underage porn and even had a screensaver wallpaper with an image that led the nurses to call the police.
Oh.
They saw it on his lock screen and reported him. He got arrested after he walked into the police station on Monday and asked about the phone that was turned in.
Wow. Man, these people, they just keep getting smarter and smarter.
He claimed, someone sent me that photo. And he should have just deleted it. He also said, it would be nice if I can just pay a fine or take a class instead of going to jail because, you know, I don't want no trouble. He didn't say that, but, you know.
Basically.
Yeah. He actually said, his quote is, I don't think I'd survive in there.
I'm too purdy.
They got a warrant to search his phone and found 20 illegal photos on it. At that point, he asked them, can you just not tell my mom? Again, he's 46-year-old Jesse Lawrence Hale.
Well, we weren't going to, but now that you mention it, we are going to call her and rat you out.
He said he's got family in the area and doesn't want them to find out. They booked him on a number of crimes, most of which were felonies. So,
great. Bye forever.
Yeah.
Jesse Lawrence Hale.
You just can't even believe someone would have that on their phone, but then he'd put it on the cover of his phone and then he'd leave his phone. And then
I'm picturing,
go to the police station to get his phone.
I'm picturing this skeevy guy who just keeps flipping his phone up to his face just to see the one thing that's on the front. It's so gross. Ugh. I'll take the bear. You heard me.
Don't nod in agreement, Bob. You know how much I hate that. Most men will happily help you, want to.
Sure. The problem is that there are so many that won't.
There's very few that won't. And the bears are all going to eat you. And most of the men's are going to say,
know the bear's intentions.
I'm happy to help you.
Yep. I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that most men are good. Unfortunately, right. There are so many bad apples in the men basket. Mm. I'll take the bear.
Ah.
I mean, what are you doing walking around in the woods anyways? I mean, I know why I'm there. I'm lost and I'm super sad looking for a bear.
Here I come to save the day.
Mm. If you didn't have a backwards trucker cap and a weird leather vest and blood on you from the squirrel that's hanging off your belt. Like I don't know. There's so much wrong with you. And I know you have a dungeon in your cabin and I'm never getting out of here again. Come on, Bob. You feel me?
Totes.
Totes. I got a totes out of a 30-year-old. The bear, dude. Take him.
A headless squirrel.
Oh,
hanging out of my belt.
Now it's headless?
Bleeding everywhere. Well, I don't know. What did I mean?
Why are you cutting squirrels' heads off?
I'm not doing anything to squirrels. I actually like them. Listen, they've never done anything to me.
Man's got
to
eat in his cabin in the woods. There's no supermarket nearby.
I'm not
nearby.
Eating that. I'm moving out of the woods immediately.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Don't forget about the chick he got downstairs. You don't want to leave her there forever, you know, is what I'm saying.
In this make-believe world where I live in the woods and carry around decapitated squirrels.
Yes, exactly.
That's what we're saying. It's disturbing. What are you even doing out there?
Yeah, why are you there then?
There should only be bears here.
Right.
Why are you there then?
I'm lost.
We're lost. Yeah, we can't drive. We're women.
I feel safer with you, though, if you want to go with me, Bob.
That's why we go places together, even the bathroom.
Exactly. I gotta go to the bathroom. Need me to come? Yeah, come on, let's go.
If your daily vocabulary includes at least one four-letter word, you're in good company. A new survey found 39% of Americans can't get through a day without swearing at least once.
Yeah.
I curse a lot.
Me too.
I'm finding I curse a lot. I'm using a lot more substitutions now, though, after this job.
Because of this job. Yeah, you will.
Maddie warned me that I'd be cursing more in my normal life.
I also find myself, and even my kids are like, you curse around us all the time. I'm like, no, I don't. Believe me, I don't. Mm. But I will let a word, when I really need their attention and I'm trying to make a point, I will use a word that makes them go,
what's that mean?
You know.
Yes, I do know. And I feel like it's a weird wall you can put up in your, like, we have to not swear on the radio.
Here,
like,
right.
That is so important that we don't do that. And it's like being at grandma's house. Like, for some reason, even though I don't even notice that I swear constantly, like, hardly a sentence goes by where I don't swear. I'm not proud of it. It's just, those are my verbal crutches, I guess. But then somehow, the wall goes up. And then 99.99999% of the time, I don't swear on the air.
But when it's okay.
99.99999.
I don't know. I don't know that it's that much.
It is that much.
No.
It's one time
every... Let's go 98.
Oh, no. Come on. Most days, I don't swear.
Right. Right.
When's the last time I had to dump myself?
This year, for sure.
Not since I started. No one's had to dump.
Only you have had to be dumped. See, it takes some getting used to.
I didn't know. After some of the things I've heard you guys say, I thought for sure I could say it.
The top five times it's not okay to swear are at church, in front of children, in front of a client at work, swearing at an employee in a store, and swearing in front of your boss. They looked at 40 different swear words to see how offensive each one is, and number one is...
The C word.
The C word.
I actually like that word.
I do too. Mm. Yeah, you know, want to hear something funny that I didn't even know. My go-to swear word is, and I have it, and I didn't even know I said it. Christina goes, that's like the one, that's your default curse. And I was like, no, I didn't even know I say that. It's Jesus M.F. Christ.
Oh, my word.
I didn't even know I said it. And when it was brought to my attention, I suddenly started hearing it coming out of my mouth and went, oh my gosh, gotta do something about that. That is real.
I mean, that is the height of blasphemy.
I know. Mother bleeper is number two on the list.
It is a good one. Mother, father.
The B word, the F word.
The B word?
The B word comes in at three. And listen,
Biatch?
I actually hear that. What was that? It was Luenza. What's her name?
Luenza.
No, the lady that she sings and then she's like, bitch.
Oh, Lizzo.
Lizzo.
You got the first letter.
I was close.
Luenza. Like influenza.
I was just trying to. Anyway, the song where she says that, it stands out to me. It makes me go like, ah. So it is a little bit of a bad word.
When you,
and I would
well,
never.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is a little bit of a bad word.
I would never call a lady that. That's
probably
that word.
For the. It depends on how you say it. Like John will call me a bitch sometimes, but usually it's when I'm being a bitch.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even do
and
that
I,
when
I'm
she
like,
is being.
When I see my girlfriends, I'm like, yeah, it's my bitches.
Okay, well that
yeah, we
you...
reclaimed it in the early 2000s. Mm.
You reclaimed it?
I don't remember ever letting it go, but if we reclaimed it then, that's what I'm going with.
Well, I learned that in school, so.
All right. The B word, the F word, the P word.
No, I like the P word too.
Comes in at fifth. The least offensive swear word is gosh. That is not a swear word.
Yeah, it's egad.
What the heck?
Darn. What the heck?
Golly whiz.
Gee whiz, man. That is funny. That those are on there. Gosh darn it. Golly, Miss Molly.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. What? 707 says black people don't use the C word.
Really?
They don't?
Oh, is the N word on there?
The N word isn't on there because you shouldn't be saying that. That's not...
No, I'm saying is the N-word on that list of the...
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not. Mm. I don't even...
Well, I back away from that. I don't want anything.
Here's
to do
a little a bit of advice. I know you might hear it in certain songs you listen to. I know if you listen to old school rap, you hear it a lot for sure. Don't let that be in your mouth ever, so that it can never drop out in a moment of fear or whatever, and you're not caught on video saying the N-word. If it's not in your vocabulary, it won't pop out.
Right? Don't say it.
Be careful. Yeah. Don't. Just remove that entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like look around and go, it's okay, I can say it here. That's not. You no. Can't. That's never what, say that word.
Just the fact that you looked around means you can't say it. Just
you
say
know
it.
Not to say that. Right. Don't say it. Vinny, you can't win the man bear fight. Also, let's not talk about the gold digging manipulative women out there. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't. The thing is, we don't lock you in our basement and for years.
You say that like men do that. I've never done that.
I didn't say you did it.
I know, but
I said most men probably would never think to do that.
Do you think Susan's ever locked a lady in his basement?
No, Susan is a gem.
Right.
Yeah.
So two guys so far that, you know, and John? John done that?
No, and most, I believe you, most men wouldn't do it. Wouldn't even think it. But unfortunately, some men, like the guy, Jesse Lawrence Hale from Utah, with his phone screen, his lock screen is some little kid. Ah! That guy.
Yeah. Ugh.
And it all starts with childhood trauma. So if you have children in your life, please protect them. And if you see others around that need your help, please help them.
I only call boys bitches, says 408.
I love that.
Yeah. It's actually insulting on so many levels when you call a boy a bitch. Bitch.
Don't do that.
I'm not. I didn't. It felt wrong coming out.
What's coming up in the trash?
Mm. Miley Cyrus and the Fire Festival.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.